Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Mark Henderson with the Monroe Symphony League. And today we're talking about another exciting Monroe Symphony League book fair. And I know folks look forward to these things, Mark, when they come up. Before we dig in too far, tell me what a book fair is all about.
A book fair at the book room at the Monroe Symphony League book room involves the sale of thousands, literally thousands of books at $2 or less in most cases. Slightly used, slightly loved books that people have read and have donated back to us. And we have shelved them and are opening up and encouraging people to come buy them.
Now, this is not like just a big old junky room full of books. You guys curate this thing like a bookstore, and your proceeds help the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Tell me about the Symphony League and how y'all work with the Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah. The Symphony League is a fundraising arm in support of Monroe Symphony Orchestra programs. And primarily, it involves the Marjorie
Strickland
Young Artist Competition, where we select a young artist in a competitive mode to perform with the symphony with the idea of giving them exposure and to try to help get their career up off the ground in classical music.
It's a pretty cool thing because there are competitions for those positions, and then they get a chance later sometimes to play with the symphony, and it's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah.
So your book sale is coming up Saturday, October 5th. And Sunday, October 6th, and then again, Friday, October 11th and 12th. Explain to me how it works. I know there's a little cover charge on the first day, but the first day is the best pickings on all the books, right?
Yes. I mean, we are loaded to the gills right now. We have a full room of wonderful things. But it's first come, first serve. If you come early on Saturday morning, you have the pick of the litter, as we say, and you can go through and find all sorts of wonderful things. Now, we will try to restock some as we can, but as we proceed during the book sale, it's picking slim out some.
Right.
So if you want to see the full load of what we have to offer, you come Saturday morning. Now, on Saturday, it's from 9 to 5, and there is a $2 admission charge the first day. It's a cover charge. It allows us to raise a separate fund to support the building itself. It pays the utility bills and that kind of thing. So, it's a little extra charge, but you can get a year's worth of reading material for under $20.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good deal. And it's not just books. We have magazines. We have CDs, DVDs, vinyl, LPs, music, sheet music. So we have a large collection of religion. We are well stocked this time for romance, if you're into bodice rippers, as we call them. We have two full rows of suspense, a large selection of cookbooks. So, it is well curated. We look at every book. We throw away any of the books that we think are just too tattered, and we will price and set out on the shelves for you to buy.
That is pretty cool. And it's all done with books that people donate. Now, when do you accept the donations? Because I know you've got certain times.
Yes.
There's not always somebody down there working.
No. Our work period is 9 to 12, 9 to noon every Wednesday. And so while we're working getting the book room set up. There's people in the warehouse ready to take your donations. So if you have books and vinyl, CDs, DVDs, anything, if you're trying to unclutter your house and you want to bring that to us, you can bring it to us on Wednesdays, 9 to 12.
All right. If I got in line early Saturday morning and I'm ready to go, what's the coolest thing in there you've seen? What really piqued your interest in, and I need to go stand in line for? What do you got that's cool?
Well, you know what? We have probably one of the best collections of Westerns of all things, but we have a lot of Western material out there, a lot of Western novels, Western DVDs, I mean, more than I've ever seen before.
Okay, so if you're a Western fan, this might be the place. I know you got a little knick-knack area. You got a lot going on.
Yes, and it's a wide range of stuff. In the corner store, we have, like you say, knick-knacks. We have vases. We have games. We have jigsaw puzzles. I mean, people are just stunned by what all the stuff we have. And we have a great children's section. It's our last sale before Christmas. It's a good time to possibly pick up some Christmas presents.
Yeah, and, you know, with the dock worker strike, you may not even be able to get Christmas presents, Mark. It may be a tough Christmas this year, so you might have to go. What time do you get cranked up Saturday again?
9 to 5, we have people that start lining up as early as 7:30 for the doors to open at 9. And then again, Sunday, 1 to 5, following Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5. It's free on Sunday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right, October 5th and 6th, and then again next weekend, October 11th and 12th, the Monroe Symphony League. The book room's located 320 North 4th Street, and that's a kind of catty-corner to the old New Star building.
Wow, which we know and love.
Mark and I both work there, right across the street from our old place. Hey, you can find out about this and other events by heading to our website today, kedm.org, and be sure and like and subscribe to our videos on YouTube. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Now, coming up next on KEDM's Morning Edition, we go to London. The hipsters have taken over in the Hackney area, and there's no kids. Four primary schools have closed. The playgrounds are emptying out. Falling birth rates are leading to Europe's big cities having fewer kids. We'll check in on the no-kids zone. And you don't want to miss our friends at Alt Latino. We'll feature a listener's recollection of how a Linda Ronstadt song moved her grandfather to tears every time he heard it. We're going to see if you cry when you hear it in just a moment on KEDM Public Radio. Now, you're not going to cry about the weather today. Beautiful skies, sunny today, 85 degrees, our high temperature for the day tonight, clear skies, a low of 56. By the way, the dew point's going to drop. It's even going to feel a lot drier and cooler. Get ready for that later on this evening.